We are now in the presence of a woman to celebrate International Woman's Day.
I feel tokenized.
You're so tokenized.
Yeah.
This is Jesse. Jesse, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Yay.
Harmony.
Wow, that was good. Yay. I'm really excited. Jesse's an improver. Do some improv for us, Jesse.
Tell a joke. Tell us a joke. You're a comedian. Tell us a joke.
But jokes, I don't think this mic works. Jokes are the antithesis of improv. Here I am.
Go. That mic works.
I refuse to tell a joke because jokes are not improv. That's a planned situation,
but
my
did
friend.
But did he just improv that?
Oh, yeah. And so did you. And so did you.
Oh, man. We're all improv.
Did it.
Oh,
yes,
and. We're improvers.
Yes, and.
My favorite improv story is when I tried to do improv with Charlie on the radio, and my first words after his setup were no.
Oh no.
And I was like, oh, this is bad.
You're not lifting up your scene partner, my friend.
Yeah, no, I shut him down. Like, I very clearly shut him down. I was like, well, this is terrible. This is a terrible instinct.
It's cool. It's like a natural instinct, I feel like, when someone's like, I'm going to do something wild, and you're like, no, shut it down. Let me be comfortable and safe.
It's like that John Mulaney bit about Irish people and their emotions.
Oh, yes. You know? I'm just going to let all fester here, and then at some
and one
point,
day, I'll die. Yeah. Oh, yes, bury the boy, bury the boy.
Bury the boy.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, no, yeah. I want to just smush down fun.
Cool.
As fast as possible.
Cool. Good.
Dope.
Yeah. What were we talking about before I went downstairs? There was something interesting that I was going to bring up on the air.
Well, I was going to plug what we just played, and then we were talking about Good Burger. And
that's what we were going to talk about. The Somerville Theater.
Well, wait, let
yes.
me...
Fine, you can plug the music.
Hi.
You have 30 seconds.
Hi, that second middle song you heard was a song called Start Again by Rival Island. They have a new EP called Heroes and Villains coming out tomorrow. Go listen to it. Second one was a song called The One You Left Behind by Bloom. They just put out a new music video for it. Go check it out on YouTube. Bloom, The One You Left Behind.
Are you in both of these bands or just like really supportive?
They're friends of mine.
Oh, that's cool.
That is actually really cool.
It's very supportive. Nice.
I need to find the date of this.
You can't be an athlete. Be an athletic supporter.
Aw. Me.
That's, okay.
It's a Grease line.
Is it?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that principle in
Grease. You know, I've seen Grease like once.
If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Oh, was that over the intercom?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's like a jockstrap joke. You can't be an athlete. Be a jockstrap.
Oh, that's horrible. I didn't even realize.
Oh, wow. I didn't even see all the other stuff that we have for this. Okay, so.
We're going to plug Good Burger.
Friday, July 6th.
Whoa.
Midnight.
Hold on. That might
Good Burger
coincide with
at the Somerville Theater.
I might not be able to go if that interferes with a room midnight screening.
There are like room midnight screenings every week somewhere.
Yeah, and I could watch Good Burger on Netflix at midnight at any time.
But big question. If it's Friday at midnight, isn't that Saturday?
Yes.
Okay.
So Friday at 11:59.
She's really good at this improv thing.
Thank you so much.
That was so good. That was so improv.
No, that was a genuine question.
I think that was
because
improv.
If someone says Friday at midnight, I might show up at like
Thursday
night. Yeah, and be like, all right, it's Friday.
All right, here are some other ones.
Friday.
That's July 6th. Got to get down on July 6th. I hate you.
Thank you so much. Did you hear Carly Rae Jepsen's new stuff?
That's not Carly Rae Jepsen, Friday.
No, I know, but she's in a similar category, I think.
Okay, are you asking me if I've heard Emotion by Carly Rae Jepsen? Because yes.
I have. I was asking exactly that.
Yes, obviously.
Cool.
Thanks, Jessica Going, for
have you heard the conspiracy
making
theories?
Me listen. Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
I'm so lost at what you guys are talking about.
I'm looking it up right now.
This is the Max Landis thing with the Jepsen, the Carly Rae Jepsen. Like,
the only thing I've ever cared about Max Landis putting out was Wrestling Isn't Wrestling, and then he turned out to be a garbage human being. So
yeah, he is, but he puts out great stuff. So
yeah, but he's a trash human being.
Yeah, he is.
It was 150 pages, the conspiracy theory he wrote about Carly Rae Jepsen.
Jesus.
150.
I have very little interest in Max Landis at this point, and I do not have enough to read 150
pages
of conspiracy.
It's extremely entertaining. It's not conspiracy theory. It's lyrical analysis of Carly Rae Jepsen that just gets unbelievably deep.
Yeah, it's called A Scar No One Else Can See.
It's just about how all Carly Rae Jepsen songs are actually about the same five things over and over and over again. Even like her covers.
Isn't that just musicians?
I was going to say. Whole?
I mean, I suppose.
If you're taking from your own lived experience, how much can you live?
Listen, I'm a pop punk fan and I can't think of many things other like what are most pop punk songs written out?
Breakup.
Pizza.
I'm staying up late.
Playing pranks.
Yeah.
Being a hoodlum.
Yeah. Pretty much, I mean, there's five things that a pop punk song can be written about, pretty much.
We didn't talk about Good Burger enough.
Yeah. Can we go back about how much I love
Good Burger? Oh, hold on one second. Haley.
229 words, but...
Okay, come on the mic and argue. Yeah,
wait, I don't know. I just read. I read an article that said
there's a third mic. Coming here.
You can go to that one.
It doesn't really work well.
You can try. This is Haley. Haley wants to argue with Jesse.
These are so loud. Who? I don't know who that is. Should I know who that is? Probably.
It's called. The website is Exclaim, and then there's like a star, an at sign, and oh, hello. Sorry.
Why are they so loud?
No,
not you, the headphones.
Oh,
great
the headphones
radio.
So
there we go.
Ow, ow.
That was a sound.
It hurts
that
so
was a
bad.
Sound. Oh my god.
Take it off. What is
happening?
Oh my god, it's Carly Rae. It's what's his name? It's Max Landis. He's hurt us.
It's the ghost of 11.
He's coming to get us.
Ow.
What was that?
Uh-oh. I have no idea,
oh,
man.
No.
Everything is fine.
Okay.
We apologize.
We recently just got attacked, friends.
I also used to think that Carly Rae Jepsen was trashy pop.
Cool.
And because of that one song.
Call Me Maybe?
That's the one. But then I have
that one song.
I have a friend.
Don't call it that one song like it didn't rule that summer.
I have a friend, Song of the Summer. I have a friend named Jack. Who is not listening, because he does not usually listen to any radio, even though I'm involved here, who showed me the gospel of Carly Rae Jepsen, essentially. Whoa. If you listen to Emotion, like, all the way through at least two times, you cannot deny it's not a good album.
Oh, no, I think it Emotion. Is. I definitely so don't think it's a bad album.
To Rebecca Black. That was my concern.
I guess when I think of, like, the way that she, like, started, it just, like, felt really familiar.
But
Carly Rae Jepsen actually has substance in her music.
Right. Rebecca Black was from my hometown.
Here. There's an echo in this one. You're right.
Yeah. No, that's a weird mic. I personally can hear them better than I can hear you.
Oh,
but
thanks.
Whatever. Yeah.
Rebecca Black, is from my hometown.
What?
Yeah. She's from Rancho Bernardo, which is, like, that. And, like, pretty close to, like, where I grew up, and like she went to like one of our rival high schools.
Gross.
And it was like a thing, and she literally had to stop going to that high school because she was so bullied.
Yeah. That's so sad.
Because people are so mean.
Wait, hold on.
See, if she went to my high school,
or maybe it's not Rachel,
like
it's
I would make people worship her. Like we sang Friday.
Yeah. Tom DeLonge, didn't he get kicked out of Rancho Bernardo?
Blink 182 stands for something I can't say on the radio. But
tell me after.
Yeah, but it's like their rival high school is Rancho Bernardo.
Yeah, well, I think Tom DeLonge from Blink-182 was kicked out of Rancho Bernardo.
Yeah, right, which is why
he's from Poway, California.
Yes. So it stands for like screw RB basically.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cuz like 18 like 18 is like the 18th letter of the alphabet is R, the second letter is B. So that's 182.
Whoa.
And then Blink is like another thing.
Are you sure?
Like, yes. This was like a big deal because a lot of
like petty high school drama, like way past it.
No, but that definitely makes sense for early Blink 182.
All of my Warped Tour friends told me that was the truth, so I believed them.
You have Warped Tour friends? I had Warped Tour friends in high school. That's
we
fine.
All did.
Yeah, one of my best friends who I live with now was Warped Tour kid.
Classic.
She was like an emo teen, which is like, if you know her now, is like the craziest thing.
Does she still have the checkered Vans, the black and white?
No, she's like,
my best friend only wears checkered black and white slip-on Vans.
She's like very like, she like dresses like really like really nicely.
Whoa.
She like wants to be a doctor. She's like very like, if you met her, you'd be like, no way.
You know, amazing. I can't do music festivals. I just can't do festivals.
I went to Oshiega my sophomore.
I don't like it.
My freshman sophomore year. It was the craziest weekend of my life. Half for a good reason, other half not for a great reason.
Mm.
I broke my foot.
It's
not a great time.
Yeah.
I just like am a really sweaty person and feel like I wouldn't do well at music festivals.
Yeah, it was tough. You have to just wear like as little clothing as possible.
Yeah.
I think crowds.
I'm trying to think of it.
Yeah,
I'm still on this.
I also get sunburned really easily.
We're on like five different pages. I still want to talk about Good Burger.
I'm trying to figure out. I think Tom Nolan got kicked out of Poway High School, or however it's pronounced, and then went to Rancho Bernardo.
Jesse's talking about how much she sweats.
A lot.
You need to write an essay.
I have written 229 words since I was last in here.
You just said 189.
Congratulations.
No, I said 229. I just talked
That's pretty
fast.
Good.
And I talked to my friend who got a job.
Whoa.
Congrats.
That's awesome.
She is working at a goat farm for 7 months after postgrad, living in a tiny house.
We also only have 10 minutes because Zach has to go.
Hey.
Do a class?
Yeah.
So here's the thing is I also had class after this, my show, but you have to leave 10 minutes before it ends, not a half an hour.
Okay.
How slow of a walker are you?
Very slow.
It's also super snowy and dangerous outside.
That's
so
true.
The walking takes a long time. I got pushed into a snowbank on my way here by some unobservant fools. It's okay. I think people just like forget.
In, like a friend way or like they didn't
know? No, like I didn't know them and they like weren't moving and I was like, they have to move because I have nowhere else to go. And then they like body checked me a little bit.
Earlier,
earlier
on the show, I talked about getting getting hit in the head by snow from a tree. Very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable.
I saw a tree fall today.
What?
And then I was like, should I go to class or leave my house? Probably not. It seems dangerous. But
I would not. I would not go outside today. I did have to go outside today, but I would not had I had the choice.
I found out what I was looking for.
Okay, hit us.
He was kicked out of, how do you pronounce that high school?
Poway
High School.
Oh
he
my
was
gosh.
Kicked out.
Who?
Tom DeLonge, the original lead singer of Blink-182.
Was that your high school?
And my personal idol.
No. Rivals.
My personal idol was kicked out of Poway High School in his junior year, finished out his junior year at Rancho Bernardo, and then went back to Poway his senior year.
Ew, why would you want to go to Poway?
So much.
He's from Poway. What?
Can you go back to a school once you get kicked out?
I think so. It was like 1994.
I don't think there are like strong rules about these things.
It was like 92 like or something like that.
Have you seen American Vandal? Like these things are very like.
Have you? Do you know?
You should see American Vandal.
One, you should see American Vandal. Two, it's Tom DeLonge, so the guy can do what he wants. He's uncovering all the UFO secrets.
That's true.
I feel like he got kicked out and then was like welcomed back like a god. Like like he was mysteriously gone for like a year, right? And then he comes back.
Well, Nick Cage on the set of that movie Drive Angry, where he disappeared for 2 weeks and came back and didn't have an explanation.
Apparently, he also, when he was attending Rancho Bernardo, went to the Poway senior or junior prom and was voted prom king.
That's phenomenal.
Incredible.
Was that like in your bank of knowledge or like in the wiki search you just did?
Combo of both.
Dope.
Again, personal hero Thomas Matthew DeLonge.
I disagree.
When anyone asks me who would you like to have dinner with, anyone dead or alive, I would
Hillary
say
Clinton.
Tom DeLonge.
Okay.
Because screw literally anyone else in the world. I wanna get inside the brain of Tom DeLonge and think, how does this guy work?
See, I don't think
he's the guy who wrote a bunch of songs that I can't say the names of on a public radio station, and now he's working with the closest government officials to try and uncover UFO secrets.
I don't think
he was involved in the Hillary Clinton email scandal.
I don't think that you can get.
Was he actually?
Well, there was an email
that got leaked that was him asking John Podesta if once Hillary's elected that they'll release the UFO like files. That's an actual email that exists.
Honest to God, it was a real thing.
But no, I don't think that you can get into Tom DeLonge's brain in just a single dinner.
Yeah,
I think it takes like multiple psychotherapy sessions to get into his brain.
Anyway, Good Burger.
Good Burger.
I don't know what this is, so I'm gonna go back. Or kind of know what it is.
You don't know what Good Burger is?
You've never seen Good Burger?
Are you?
What? You can go if you want, if you have to write this essay. But like I would also
quickly,
like to say if you know anything about Good Burger.
I don't know anything about Good Burger.
I know everything
I know
about
like
Good Burger.
I know like the picture of the people at Good Burger, like doing the Good Burger slogan thing. Like that, it's like a meme.
Are you going to be here on July 6th?
I don't know. I'm graduating.
Gross.
I don't have any plans. I wanted to say I really appreciate you guys thinking about the public radio standards of talking on the radio, because I recently had my friend on as a sub and she dropped an F-bomb.
I've never done that before.
Yeah, not once. Ever. We've never accidentally played the song with the bad words.
Wait,
in it.
The first time I did this freshman year, I said something bad.
You did.
Yeah, same. I did say something bad too. But yeah. as general manager, I like shouldn't have people on like saying very clear, very legal words. So I appreciate your consideration.
Obviously, you must have said them during safe harbor hours, correct?
Well, we love the FCC, and we would hate to see anything happen to its relationship with WMFO.
I agree.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And I also love the FCC. They're my favorite.
Amazing. If I had to rank government organizations, I would say
FCC would be number one.
FCC, NASA.
EPA.
Wait.
EPA.
FCC is above NASA FCC, for Zach?
Obviously. This is super important to me.
The FCC is very important to the radio station.
Very important.
And we care about it greatly.
I would say if there's one government organization that should continue after the revolution, it should absolutely be the FCC.
This is amazing. And especially, I just like can't believe that I'm hearing these words come out of your mouth, because I'm pretty sure if I like scratched your arm, underneath your skin would be like the NASA logo. Like it would be there.
It's embedded.
It's embedded, like microchip status. It's amazing.
I think that is a fair assessment for you to say. I don't get to talk about my love for the FCC as often as I do, as I would love to.
Cool.
You know, but cool. who Aji Pai, like him, he's great. Great man. Great man. Can we stop talking about
this
now?
Yes, cool. Yeah.
Good burger.
I don't really have... Good luck.
Stay tuned. I'm on it too.
You have 240 words left before my show ends. You have to get those done. I told you 500.
Yeah, in 4 minutes.
500.
5 minutes.
You can do it. No, you can do it.
240 words in 5 minutes?
4 minutes. No.
You're wasting your time completely.
I got it.
Go.
Ending in 40 minutes?
I don't know when we're ending.
I gotta put more money in the meter.
We're ending when I decide to literally run to my class.
Zach's professor, could you please give him an extension on his homework?
No.
Anyway, Good Burger.
I guess I could turn to the end of class. Whatever. Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your... I actually don't have anything to talk about.
Can I talk about Good Burger and the fact that it jump-started my love of funk music?
Well, how?
With George Clinton?
How the funk did it do that?
Yeah.
Looking at you, FCC.
If I had something hard to throw at you, I would. But do you not remember the scene where they're in the insane asylum and they turn the radio on and George Clinton is one of the people in the asylum and they play a Parliament song? I think it's either Parliament or Funkadelic.
Parliament is Funkadelic.
But they're different names, okay. But I think the song is by Funkadelic.
Okay.
It's called Not Just Knee Deep, which we should play. It's a 13-minute song.
No.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But that scene jump-started my love of funk music and my fascination with George Clinton. The guy is an enigma.
I like George Clinton. I like Parliament.
Parliament's good.
I haven't listened to enough funk to say that I like funk.
Spaceship on stage when they perform.
I do love me some production values.
Yeah. As you should.
Speaking of production values.
Yes.
Here's a song that is not in any way connected to production values.
Gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Dr. Everything.
That was Prince with Let's Go Crazy.
Also known as the DuckTales theme song.
Was that the one that we were talking about?
Yeah, that was the one where you played the DuckTales theme song. And then you played that, and I'm like, did they steal Let's Go Crazy by Prince?
Just borrowed.
Life is like a hurricane here. Have you heard the Alex Jones version of that song?
Yes.
It's so good.
In fact, you've played it on air multiple times when I've been here.
It's like the beginning of the DuckTales theme song, and then when it gets to the DuckTales, it's just Alex Jones going, chemtrails.
Oh, God. That sounds right. That sounds like exactly chemtrails. What I'm expecting.
Ooh.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's so good. Are you enjoying your one day of the year, Jesse?
Oh, the one day that I feel special and appreciated almost?
Yes, where the matriarchy gets to take over.
I mean, I was pushed into a snowbank.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
But was it by another woman?
What
were you wearing, Jesse?
Oh, I know. It's smash all the patriarchy. My fault. No, they'll just smash me consistently. Ha ha ha. It's so funny because it's real and sad. Ha ha ha.
This bit turned weird.
Yeah, this got dark really quickly. Yeah.
No, it's good. There's like a lot of stuff going on at like the Women's Center at Tufts today. Ooh. There's like an art build, and there's like a women's health panel tonight, which I'm going to go to, obviously, because like that's what I want to do with my whole life. Mm-hmm. So like that's going to be
dope.
Who's
on the panel?
Don't know.
All right.
Undisclosed.
Women's health is
surprised.
On the panel.
So it's like a surprise. There you go. We're not supposed to know.
Maybe Hillary's there.
Might be.
Who knows?
Might be.
She could be there.
Cecile Richards. Easily.
I don't know who that is.
Planned Parenthood.
I don't know.
Head honcho.
I don't know.
Anyone could be there. Who knows?
Yeah, it could be a man.
Maybe.
What time is this event at?
8 p.m.
8 p.m. at the Tufts Women's Center.
It's somewhere else, but
it's not at the Women's Center.
Wouldn't it be just so perfect to have a women's health panel with all men on the panel?
Well, do you know who,
obviously we know about these things.
Yeah.
A man is teaching my Intro to Women's Gender and Sexuality Studies class called Queering Feminisms.
Wow.
I know.
That's a lot.
It is.
I'm not against it.
He's doing a good job. He's doing a good job. I just like was a little, shocked, I guess, on the first day.
Understandably. Mm-hmm. Continue.
Yeah, no, and I think it's good. He like teaches like a lot of like queer theory classes. So like he's like in, he like has the lingo. He like knows his stuff. Mm-hmm. It just like
it is interesting that there's like a lingo.
Oh, there's such a lingo, and it's like very exclusive and very interesting.
I've been out of college for 2 years, so I'm just
you're not down with the chilling. Lingo.
Yeah,
I'm not down with the lingo.
Too far removed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's I get that.
Two years out of college feels like forever.
I think every discipline has a lingo, right?
There's like, a teaching lingo.
I use the word eigenstates very often in class.
I have no clue what that means.
Exactly.
Teaching has a lingo.
Oh, that's really? Yeah. Give me a teaching lingo word.
No, I'm not letting you into the society.
Whoa.
Is it pulling a Della Russo?
I don't like that.
Oh, sorry. Your name is
Dr. Mantis Toboggan.
Dr. Mantis
Toboggan.
Went over this.
Oh, of course.
He called out sick of work today.
Not out of my teaching not job out of teaching. Is closed.
God.
Teaching is closed.
My night job,
here.
I lied to them and
Got
said
it.
I hurt myself, so I can't work.
Valid.
That's why he's Dr. Mantis Toboggan.
I like that.
Yeah.
Stealing. I'm just ripping off ideas from Always Sunny now.
I mean, that's half of what I do, let's be honest. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keeps you in with the lingo.
Yeah. Gotta love that lingo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As like an interdisciplinary gal, it gets kind of there's a lot of words there, which is great because I love to like collect words.
Do you feel like you're like learning different languages?
Yes, very much so. Mm. Like the language of like neuroscience is very different from like women's health.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't imagine. I would assume those things are exactly the same.
You would think so.
Yeah. Like I think. The brain is a very important part of a woman's health.
I agree, which is why I'm doing BIP.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
What's the weirdest neuroscience word?
Well, this isn't a neuroscience word. This is just like a biology word that I really like, and it's xenotransplantation.
That's awesome.
And it's when you take like an organ of an animal and you like transplant it into a human.
I was going to say it sounds like the thing that the aliens do in yes. Alien.
It is exactly what that is. Mm-hmm. And when I was in AP Biology in sophomore year of high school, I wrote a rap about it with my friend Heddle and did it for the class.
About xenoimplantation.
Xenotransplantation.
Transplantation, not implantation.
Yes.
Deoxyribonucleic acid.
That's a word. Good one.
Yeah, it's a thing I know. I watched
you
it.
You know that too. You know what
I
DNA is.
I know what DNA is.
I saw it in Bill Nye.
Bill.
Haley
Bill,
just
Bill,
said
Bill.
Perform the rap.
Jesse. Okay. It's
you
been,
don't have this.
It's been 5 years.
You haven't saved your phone.
Jesse definitely is frantically searching her phone for the lyrics was, to said rap.
Well, she was definitely on Facebook.
She was waiting for someone to ask her to perform the rap. Once she mentioned it, you could see that little glimmer of hope in her eyes, like, man, is someone going to ask me like, to do the rap?
It's like that episode in BoJack Horseman at the prom where BoJack does the BoJack.
Oh, my God. No, it is literally exactly like that.
May I point you to said chili cheese fountain?
First, you take your leg and you stick it in the air. Then you take the other one and jam it right up there.
There we go.
Turn and yourself around and do a great big lunge. Now you're doing the sponge.
I thought it was now you're doing the sponge.
I think that's the breakdown.
Okay. I do the sponge.
Yeah,
do
exactly.
The sponge.
That's right before the chorus.
Bet Joe Bonjo doing the sponge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
still frantically
cool.
searching for this rap.
I can't believe you have this available to you. I wrote so many raps in high school for various classes because that's the way that the teachers would be like, would be hip and cool. Would be like,
all right, guys,
you're going to write a rap about geometry.
Yeah, that's like.
This is East Coast High School versus West Coast High School.
Yeah, this was very much like a do whatever kind of project you want. And I was like, I'm not going to be boring and do like a
diorama.
Yeah.
Shoebox diorama.
Right.
I love like, shoebox dioramas. Shout out to Lisa Going, who I'm assuming loves shoebox dioramas. Continue.
Why was Lisa going?
Because she's crafty.
I'm going to give you a line.
Okay. You can't give me the whole thing.
Just give us a line.
Do you need a beat?
Yeah. Okay. Around the world, people be dying because human organs are in short supplying.
Wow.
Goodbye, everyone. I'll see you later.
Thank you for stopping by, Jesse.
Yikes.
Fabulous.
Short supply in.
Happy International Women's Day.
The World Health Organization. You mean the WHO?
Oh, I get it now.
I only watch Doctor Who.
Oh, of course.
Two microphones.
We're gonna do a song.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say brandy, fetch another.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from Sophia Fulton Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But it made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. night when the bars close down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
That was Brandy, parenthesis, You're a Fine Girl, and parenthesis, by Looking Glass. Great song. Zach, oh, Brandy.
Zach wanted to play that to surprise
what
me.
What a fine girl. What a, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you'd be. What a, but my life, my love, and my lady is the sea.
What a poignant message on what this a poignant International message. Women's Day.
Yes. Happy International Women's Day. How are y'all?
Good?
I don't really have it. I don't really. Wow, that was you. The stupidest thing I've ever said on the radio.
How are y'all? Just asking the listening audience at home, how are you doing? Like you'll have a conversation with them through the radio.
I just realized this. The sliders on the board here, the bottom number is infinity, and I find that very interesting.
Not negative infinity.
Like the volume level, well, it's negative infinity, okay. But it, I just find that very interesting. Why not start at zero? There's probably
well,
some
the
there's
red
probably
line
some,
in the middle is zero.
Yeah, there's probably some audio reason for that, but yeah. I just find that hilarious. Anyway, I have a class.
How are y'all?
I have a class now that I would normally be fine skipping a tad bit of. Well, actually, I'm skipping a little bit of it right now, but...
Sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Going.
Yeah, sorry, fam. But I have to turn into homework, so I have to go. But thank you folks for listening. This has been super nice.
This was an interesting show.
This has been a nice show. I enjoyed this. Drive safely. If you're in a car, if you're listening to the radio, you're probably in a car. So drive safely, because it's crazy out there.
Or you could be at home.
But honestly, it's probably safer to be in a car right now than it is to be walking.
Yeah, because you could get pushed into a snowbank.
Or you could get hit by a car.
Or pushed into a snowbank, which is kind of worse.
Yeah, then, Jesse got hit by a snowbank.
Hit by a snowbank?
Got pushed into a
get
snowbank.
Get out of here!
You know, just be careful, friends.
Yeah, we want you listening the next
don't
time
don't be like Jesse.
Yeah, don't do it.
Stay tuned for Haley's show soon.
If she ever finishes writing this essay.
You know, we'll see what happens. I feel so bad. I don't know the name of that show. I really should know. Stay tuned next week for Strike the Box.
Hold on. Kill time. I'm going to look up
Stay
the show
tuned
name.
Next week for Strike the Box, which is the show that has this slot every other week with Chris. It's a great show. Not this
not,
Chris.
Not me.
Other
of course
Chris.
Not me. It's not.
Actually a phenomenal show. I'm not just like I
Zach is not just stalling for time. We
no,
actually
it
do
actually,
like it.
It actually is a great show. And called, then I'll be here 2 weeks from now.
Of course.
This is so fun.
The next show on the schedule right here
is
says Almost Friday.
Is Almost Friday with Haley. Fabulous as well.
Yeah.
And maybe if you're lucky, Haley will talk a little bit about this essay she's writing.
Yeah.
You know, talk a little Hobbes, some political theory, and some other person that I don't remember. She was telling me about this essay earlier. She's comparing like Hobbes and somebody else, and I forget the somebody else, but they're French. I remember that. Like a French proto-Marxist or something like that. Enjoy that!
It's almost Friday.
And I'll be back in 2 weeks.
I won't be.
Here's a Fratelli here song. Soon. Bye-bye. You've been listening to 915 WMFO in Medford. This has been the Astro Hour. Bye-bye.
Waste that you never been born, and you wish you never met me. I could be the joker that you warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
This is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? Okay.
love it so much.
Thank you.
think you could tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell? Say